There have been any number of deadlines that we've seen over the years on HSPD 12, and yet as I read this report, some of the things that were supposed to be made by certain deadlines still aren't happening. What seems to be the holdup as you're finding it?
Well, I think overall that there's agencies just need to place a greater priority on implementing the capabilities of these cards. You're right. A number of deadlines have come and gone. You know, just for example, back in October 2007, agencies were required to have the background investigations and the cards issued for employees with less than 15 years of experience at the agency. And by 2008, in October, to have all cards issued to all employees, including those with over 15 years experience at the agency. But there's been a number of reasons, and agencies have encountered a number of obstacles to implementing these cards. And under the HSPD 12, there, as well as the implementing guidance from OMB and NIST, agencies were required to perform a number of steps. First, they were supposed to conduct background checks on employees, contractors, and other personnel to verify the individual's identity. Then they're supposed to issue cards that use smart card technology to those individuals. Then they're also supposed to implement some of the electronic capabilities of those cards to control physical access to federal facilities and also logical access to systems in the federal agencies. And that hasn't happened to a large extent.
Now, you listed some of the obstacles in this report, and as I think back to 2004, when HSPD 12 first came out and OMB started to put out guidelines for implementing it, it sounds like none of the obstacles that you're writing about in this report are news to anybody. It sounds like the things that OMB was telling people even back then to make sure you're aware of these things and planning around these things.
Well, that's right. You know, a lot of it has to do with preparing the agency and the infrastructure at the agency to accommodate and be able to use the capabilities of these cards. You know, for example, we found one agency indicated that these cards would not work with for individuals who use Apple Mac workstations. We also found that in many cases, the agencies had not established the appropriate controls or made the upgrades to their logical information systems to ensure that logical access could be used and could be provided through the use of these cards.
One of the things that I found maybe a little troubling in this report, you're right, in addition, agencies haven't always established effective mechanisms for tracking the issuance of credentials to contractor personnel, and this is the part that bugged me a little bit, or for revoking those credentials and the access they provide when a contract ends. It seems like every other cybersecurity problem that I hear about is somebody who used to work for a company and figured out how to break back into the network.
Well, you're absolutely right. Most of the agencies, well, I should say several agencies, actually were able to perform the background investigations and issue the cards to all the appropriate personnel, to include both employees as well as contractors. But several agencies noted that they had difficulty in identifying individuals who worked on these contracts, particularly around the times when new contracts were let and begin, and when those contracts are terminated and the access privileges for those contractors should be revocated. And that has been a challenge for agencies.
Is the major problem here, though, Greg, just prioritization, where this just is something that there are so many things going on at agencies and this is a kind of gets shifted off to the side and people say, well, we'll take care of this, it's important, but these other things are important too and we'll get to it when we get to it?
I think that's a fair characterization, Francis. We found that, for example, six of the agencies, you know, made indications that indeed it was a low priority at the agency. For example, three agencies had not developed plans for upgrading their infrastructure and establishing time frames to do that in order to accommodate the use of those cards. And three other agencies indicated that they did not have adequate funding to implement some of these capabilities.
The agencies that you studied that are doing this well, what are they doing that other agencies should be able to do fairly quickly or relatively inexpensively?
Well, certainly what they have done, and just about all eight of the agencies made substantial progress in conducting the background informations, background investigations on their employees and contractors, and also then to issue the cards. Where the progress has been slower is actually facilitating the use of the key capabilities of the cards for controlling physical access as well as electronic and logical access to their systems. And that's really important to make this whole program useful and achieve the expected benefits from it, because otherwise, if you're just using these cards as a regular ID card, it just basically just makes a glorified ID card whose benefits are not being realized.
The whole point of this originally, and I'm going on memory, you obviously studied this and probably know HSPD-12 down to most of the words that are specific words that are written into it. But as I recall, that was the whole point of this was federal government already has ID cards with your picture on it and it's laminated and all that jazz. And these extra capabilities were the whole reason that this program was developed.
That's right. It was intended to be able to provide a reliable and secure identification capabilities for contractors and employees to help thwart and prevent terrorists from gaining access to our federal facilities and information systems.